Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. There's a little bit of James Brown there, the late, great godfather of soul, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Terry Maxwell is here. She's back. She's still here. CEO of Share on Purpose, author of Succeed on Purpose, also the co-author of The New World of Work, From the Cube to the Cloud. And how many total books have you written out, Terry?
I've only gotten two that are published and two more that are in the works.
Two more coming out. We expect to launch them on the show. Is that a promise?
I told you, as soon as I'm ready, they're going to launch with you.
Well, we got automatic right here. So, Terry, you were telling us earlier about, I love what you said about what got you here won't get you there. And mm-hmm. it's that way in a lot of industries. For example, if you're in the multifamily industry, you have apartments. It takes a whole different management idea to go from 100 apartments to – it's not any different to go from 100 apartments to 200 apartments, but it's a completely different world going from 100 to 500 and so on and so forth. And it's the same way with scaling from 100,000, 500,000, and then going to a million and more. That's what you were talking about earlier. How do you do that? How do you make that happen while you're still struggling to just, to survive?
Yeah, that was, part of what I was fascinated with. Once I realized your business doesn't grow based on how long you've been in business, what happens is your business transforms at these revenue inflection points. So when you're under $500,000 a year, if you spend any money on marketing under $500,000 a year, you're not likely to make it to a million because you don't have enough profit. So, and then what got you to 1 million isn't what gets you to 2 million. You need different things at these inflection points. And we found that there's three inflection points from zero to 1 million. So you're going to go through three different evolutions in your business. And what we found is if you cannot spend money on advertising in those first two inflection points, it makes the third inflection point easier because you have more profit to work with.
Right.
So once we got that, then I was like, okay, I got to find a way that we can grow these businesses without spending money on advertising.
When you say inflection point, tell us what you mean by inflection point.
Yeah, so an inflection point is like the first inflection point is around $100,000 a year, and now you actually have a business.
You got the beginnings of critical mass, don't you?
Yeah, you got something to work with. Prior to that, it's still a dream. Mm-hmm. But when you hit that inflection point, all the hard work and everything that got you to that point is not what's going to get mm-hmm. you to the second inflection point, which is about $500,000 mm-hmm. a year. So that means at that inflection point, in order to really inflect and go from one level to the next level, mm-hmm. you got to do something different. And again, at that level, that's when people start spending a bunch of money on advertising, which is the worst thing that you can do because mm-hmm. you're not making enough profit to really do that. So we figured out through those first two inflection points how to grow businesses without spending any money on advertising until we're in between that $500,000 to a million, and then we spend money on advertising.
Because mm-hmm. then you've got enough critical mass, you've got enough cash to not waste the money, and you've
exactly.
got a brand. You've got a brand that's worthy of. You've got a brand that's. It's big enough. You got enough critical mass in your market penetration to justify the expense of whatever you're advertising on to go wherever it wants to go.
You got it. And not only that, and you're absolutely correct, but the other thing that you have is the way that you grow, which we'll talk about in a second. You know more about the buyer and what the buyer wants because you didn't just advertise your way there. When you advertise, you don't really get the right kind of feedback.
Right.
All you know is it's working or it's not. But when you do this process that we call authentic demand generation, you can figure out what the buyer really cares about and what messages to use.
Right. All right. So tell us that what you were going to tell us a minute ago just now about what's the next step.
Yeah, so it's Succeed on Purpose. We actually teach this. We have a course that teaches this. It's called Authentic Demand Generation. And what Authentic Demand Generation is, it's a combination of three channels that you use. And the most important channel is what we call a priority channel. And this is where you're going to spend the bulk of your time. And then six groups of activities, six different activity groups that you can do in order to get business. And you don't have to spend any money on advertising.
And gives you a framework, an outline, a track, an inflection point track to run on, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, because and every day I spend, you know, an hour to two doing one of those activity groups. And I focus my time rather than money on growing the business, mm-hmm. and I'm getting this constant feedback. The other thing about this model is you do the activities you love, kind of coming back to what you said mm-hmm. before. If you don't like networking, then you don't do that activity group. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an introvert, so I don't like to go to networking events.
You hire somebody to do that for you.
Well, you don't hire anybody until you get a little larger, but there's other ways to get there. Now, if you like networking, then do that. But if you don't like it, don't do it.
Hey, Terry, so I got to wrap it up, but I need people to know how they can get to this program.
Yeah, it's at succeedonpurpose.com in the business transformation section.
All right.
And it's called Authentic Demand Generation.
Authentic Demand Generation. Folks, this is how you can get from one level to the next. She's got a track, this natural law track for you. Hey, Terry, good job today. Congratulations. Thanks for the good work. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Terry Maxwell, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We got a lot more to learn from her. Quick break. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.